Okay, run out and speed.
And X.
These are halibut cheeks, and they're a bit of a delicacy here.
A small crowd watches as Vickery and his crew film a quick cooking demonstration underneath several umbrella canopies set up on a rainy evening in the Boyer Wecan Park next to Petersburg Sons of Norway Hall.
So, dry pan, in and I'm going to pop a little bit of butter, unsalted butter, into the pan like that, nice and hot, and it'll start to turn straight away, as you can see. And then, what I'm going to do is use some halibut cheeks here.
Vickery does cooking segments on a program called This Morning, a British news and entertainment show, and he also films a series called Coastal Cuisine. Vickery says the general public in the United Kingdom are becoming more aware of sustainable food.
The sustainability angle has been a massive push over the past 18 months, and that's going to get much bigger in the UK, and people are very aware. And also, I think personally that they're quite happy to pay a little bit more and get something which is sustainable or ethically produced rather than just pulling them out of the sea. So there's a big groundswell of opinion, and these films will hopefully back that up when we go back to the UK.
Vickery plans to produce two episodes from his trip to Southeast.
The first film will primarily focus on salmon and the varieties of salmon and the process of not only catching them, the way they're caught and the way they're processed, whether it's in cans or frozen form or fresh. The second film will probably be on other species, so it'll be grown king crab and halibut, a little bit of salmon, and we may bolt on the back of that part of the salmon fishing. I'm not quite sure until we get back and review the edit.
The film crew spent part of their visit on a salmon gillnetter, an excursion inlet west of Juneau. Vickery also hoped to tangle with an Alaskan halibut on a charter boat out of Petersburg. The Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute's International Program Director, Joe Jacobson, says the show will mean widespread exposure for Alaska's catch.
You really can't comprehend the full story of Alaska without actually coming and experiencing it firsthand. So by bringing Phil over, not only do we get great exposure, I believe the show is seen by 3 million viewers.
Up and to 5 million.
Up to 5 million. So if 2 to 3 episodes come out of this, I mean, we're exposing a vast amount of the UK population and really our target audience to the messaging that we want to promote Alaska seafood on, based on its wild, natural, and sustainable qualities, and really differentiate it in the marketplace.
Marketing representatives say that product branding is paying off with steady and high prices for high-quality, refreshed, and frozen sockeye, coho, and chum salmon. Andrew Brown, an ASMEAN representative for Northern Europe, says markets are growing for Alaska salmon in the United Kingdom.
At retail, in some retailers, it's a premium product with a price premium sometimes of around 50% over farmed salmon. And it's a very successful product for those retailers that adopt that route. They've seen that there is consumer demand, as Phil was saying, for quality products, even during a recessionary period. The retailers that are more price-focused have tried to bring wild salmon into their product mix at the same price as farmed, and they realize that they're missing an opportunity there.
While in Alaska, the chef says he came to understand the grand scale of the state, saw his first bear, ate his first salmon hash, and cooked king crab for the first time.
The halibut cheeks with bacon and mushrooms and parsley. We've also done the marinated cheeks here with chili and soy and mirin and a touch of sesame oil. We've got the king crab that we've actually warmed again, made a curry butter with lots of coriander, a bit of honey. And we've got this classic cocktail, I would call it a British cocktail, of using the king crab again with sesame and ketchup and mayonnaise. That's it. What a great place to be.
Vickery's TV episodes should air on This Morning sometime in the fall and will eventually be online at vickery.tv.
Thank you.
In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vickery.
I'll get a line here. JD, I'll get a line for you.